You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Better. Live from New York, it's a show that had surgery and now has a steel plate.
A bionic man.
Below their Never a Doubt tattoo.
Yeah.
It's first things first.
Reinforce Never a Doubt.
That has been through a lot.
Yeah.
Works out.
That's
though.
Right.
Today, Jerry Jones says there's a few quarterbacks that will win the Super Bowl, and Dak is one of them. But will it be with the Cowboys? Dun, dun, dun. Meanwhile, according to Robert Saleh, the Jets are having a quiet offseason. But who is under more pressure this year to make some noise? Wow, I'm cooking.
That was good.
And finally, who is saying that J.J. McCarthy is the best QB in the draft and what team might move up to grab him? We discuss alongside Chris Broussard. I'm Kevin Wilds. Nick has a fresh haircut and a steel bar in his arm.
Yes, I do. But I'm glad to be here. Okay, this quarterback, best quarterback in the draft, then. One of the wildest takes ever.
The outfit is
an interesting
thing. I'm not drafting a guy.
Wilds, you've
three.
Been critiquing everyone's outfit.
That's a weird outfit to wear.
For a guy,
it's a weird.
Like
I'm gonna dress like an angel.
Bill Murray every day.
It's an angel. It's a weird
it's a
outfit.
It's a white sweatsuit. If it was black, it'd be fine.
It's a weird outfit.
What hey, right. If guys? It was blue, navy blue, it'd be fine. I mean, it's just a sweatsuit.
It's just odd to dress like an angel for your pro day. Hey, we start with Dak's contract. General sentiment was that there was an extension coming down the interstate. Jerry did say he was all in on extending the players who are currently on the roster. But Florio, he sees it differently, writing, with no ability to tag him in 2025 and no apparent inclination to extend the deal now, the Cowboys seem to be willing to let him finish the contract and see what happens. Oh, would this be a smart move by Dallas, Nick?
It'd be one of the boldest moves we've seen a team make under the current salary cap constructs. We have not seen a team willingly allow a healthy, his age, Pro Bowl-level quarterback just hit free agency and roll the dice with it. And so it would be borderline unprecedented under the current, you know, salary cap structures, franchise tags, right. All of that. But I've got to tell you, I would like it.
Oh.
I think there are a lot of different ways, and you guys know I feel this way, but I reiterate it, to win the Super Bowl in the NFL. Obviously, the easiest way is have one of the two greatest quarterbacks ever,
help.
Mahomes and Brady,
right.
Because they have won a disproportionate amount, you know, in the salary cap era. But if you don't have one of those guys, there's a lot of ways to do it. Young quarterback. Oh, you're the young, cheap quarterback, mid-level quarterback with an amazing supporting cast, below-average quarterback with this amazing defense. We've seen a lot of different versions. The thing we have not seen is mediocre quarterback on superstar quarterback money. And if we look at, and this is a bunch of numbers being thrown at you real quick, I'll just put it up and I'll walk you through it. The key here is that's their cap hit and the rank. Mm-hmm. So Mahomes and Brady were able to do it with top five cap hits, make the Super Bowl. Mahomes won it, obviously, back-to-back with the second and the highest. The only other one that if you're the Cowboys going to extend Dak, you're like Matt Ryan 2016 with the third highest cap hit. But that year, Matt Ryan won league MVP. They had the Shanahan system, all of that. There really isn't a precedent for it. So I just feel like if Dak's agent right now is saying, starts at $60 million a year, right. Guys.
Starts at 60?
Yeah.
The reports are he wants 60.
I mean, that's where it would be, Wilds. is, and that's what I've been telling you guys, that it would be 3 years, 180 to start with, almost all guaranteed. I might roll the dice instead, Brew, and risk getting back on that quarterback carousel rather than lock myself into having to tear down a team so I can pay the ninth or 10th or 11th best quarterback in football like he's the first, second, or third.
Well, first of all, we have to realize this may be spin. Okay, this may be the Cowboys putting this out there to the media, right? Because this is being reported in a lot of different places that they may be putting this out to the media to try to get some leverage, because Dak has all the leverage. Okay. Sure. That said, I'm kind of with you. At first, I was thinking, oh, they got to sign him, they got to extend him, because I don't think they should be willing to move on from Dak, even though he is eighth, ninth, whatever, somewhere between 6 and 10 or 11 as far as quarterbacks. But the thing is, if they let him play out this year and they don't win the Super Bowl, it's not like they can't re-sign him as a free agent.
Correct.
And this is where I think it's starting to make sense, because at first, when I first started seeing these reports, I was like, look, they got to sign him. You don't want to go from that 5-6 year stretch where you were between Troy Aikman and Tony Romo, and you're just searching for a quarterback. Yeah. All right. They're not good enough. As good as they are, they're not good enough, I don't think, to have a bad or mediocre quarterback and really be a contender. Mm-hmm. So I want to keep Dak. Okay. But if this year it's $60 million a year, which is those what the reports are saying, Kirk Cousins, and I guess you weren't, are you looking at his age? Is that why you didn't consider?
Okay. Yeah, because he's 36 and coming off an Achilles.
Right. Now, he just got $45
million. Yes.
So what if they let Dak play on this prove-it year? They go out in the second round again. He's okay, whatever. But they want to bring him back. They let him enter free agency. Is somebody giving him $60 million a year? The most he might get might be $52 million a year. So you're better off signing him next year as a free agent, I think, unless you win the Super Bowl and you're willing to pay him whatever. So it, financially, it could make sense for them.
So that's, if I may jump back
that's
in,
what I was
this is where I think the leverage could flip back to the Cowboys. Right now, the leverage is you can't tag me, you can't trade me, I'm going to be a free agent, my cap hit's enormous. If I'm not on your team because of how you structured it, you have $40 million in dead money next year, all of it. If the Cowboys were to, I don't want to say call that bluff, but be like, we're just going to let this year play out. Then this happens. How much is being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys worth to Dak Prescott? Because I was thinking
he's
about...
He's not nearly as big as he is right now if he's playing for another team.
Exactly. That's my point. And what are the teams that we think would be in the market for a quarterback a year from now? Because a lot of them are, the Patriots, for example, we think are drafting a guy this year. We know the Bears are. So I made a list, by the way. Tennessee could be, if Will Levis is gone. The Raiders, if they don't draft a guy, are on the list. Seattle, maybe.
Okay.
And then potentially both of the New York teams.
You didn't put the Broncos
the
in
The Jets
there?
And the Giants. I think if the Broncos are drafting a guy this year.
Okay.
But the Raiders or Broncos, one of them will be. So the two New York teams are intriguing as possibilities.
Right.
But everywhere else, if I'm the Cowboys and I'm saying Dak Prescott, man, if this is about winning, we're in a better position than Seattle, Vegas, or Tennessee. And if it's about money, how much more money are they going to pay you that is then going to cost you in that you are now the Tennessee Titans starting quarterback versus the Dallas Cowboys?
You're done being a celebrity.
Exactly.
And you're going to the AFC in that scenario.
Right.
Stay in the NFC.
And so I know I'm kind of picking those teams, but there's only 32 teams. We know 25 of them would not be in the market for Dak.
Look, only a few teams nobody was willing to break the bank for Lamar.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do think if they let it, I know he wanted the fully guaranteed deal.
No, but I think.
But let Dak go out there next summer, next offseason, I don't think anybody's offering him $60 million.
Only a few were willing to go out for Kirk, too, when he was available.
So the question is Dak the guy? And as you said, how much is the star on your helmet worth? So this is Josh's graphic about the last two Cowboys quarterbacks, Romo and Dak. Very similar numbers, and we've seen Romo sort of walk into a king's fortune on broadcasting. He's a solid broadcaster. Some people have some constructive criticism.
His popularity has ebbed and flowed, but some people love him, some people don't. That's the life of
But I think it would be silly to look around and say, all right, there's a handful of major networks, and two of them, between Troy and Tony, are headed on the broadcast because they were, you know, right. Cowboys quarterbacks. Is he getting all these deals off the, you know, non-football deals if he's on the Titans?
He's not.
I've said this, and I know it's like anathema to take less money. But I think he should be like, look, less 53 a year, 52, 53 million a year. So he hasn't delivered.
Especially if you can then take that money and win a Super Bowl.
Right. It helps you keep Mike. I know they're going to keep Mike and CD anyway, but it helps you keep them and get them extended now. I just think,
I just would not if I were Dallas. Dak is old enough, and I would not be so terrified of, oh my God, how awful we're going to look if we let this guy leave. Like that, there is a level of.
So you think there's a possibility of that? I'm saying they're keeping him regardless.
I think that, for example, I believe Trevor Lawrence is going to get his extension this summer. If people believe Dak is better, just follow me on this, because I think I might be able to convince you on
this. Okay, I'm listening.
Even if people believe Dak is better than Trevor, one of the things Trevor has going for him is because of his age and his draft position, the idea for the Jags of, oh my God, if we ruin this relationship with this guy and he goes on to reach that full potential elsewhere, that is the type of mistake you can't recover from. I don't think people are worried about that with Dak. I don't think there's a concern of, oh my God, if at 32 he goes somewhere else and reaches another level. I think we know what level Dak is at, for good or for bad. And so because of that, I think the Cowboys, if they're willing to deal with the potential distraction of this year, of him being, in a, free agent year, and the cap hit of this season of $55 million, I think the smart move, the prudent move, might be to wait and see rather than tie yourself to him at a $55-plus million a year for the next half
decade. The concern, I would think, would be falling off as a team. Like, who's the replacement?
Well, that's the thing. Right now they don't have one.
You'd
right?
have to go find somebody.
Look, you can end up going a decade without a good quarterback. So that would be my concern from the Cowboys.
The other side of the coin is, like, having two good quarterbacks for the last two decades has not netted a Super Bowl appearance.
They're relevant. We're talking about them now. We talk about them all the time.
But we'd be, I think
that's all Jerry was.
I think we'd be talking about them if Trey was their quarterback. I don't think we weren't when they missed the playoffs.
Not if they're 6-11.
Yeah, they'd have to be 6-11 years, a lot of years in a row for us to not talk about them. And so I think the Cowboys are going to stay relevant. They would have to really plummet to lose relevance.
Chiefs lose a star. Well, Jerry Sneed famously made this game changing play. Zay Flowers lost the ball, and 3 months later, Chiefs lost LeJarius Sneed.
Still not over it. Every time we see this highlight,
Zay,
it's a great play. It wasn't a mistake.
I'm more upset kind of by his trash talk.
60-40 mistake slash great play. Trade to the Titans for a third round pick next year. Seventh round pick swap. Here's a look at Sneed's best games where QBs tried to get the ball to Garrett Wilson, A.J. Brown, and Stephon. Didn't work. And look at the note. No touchdowns allowed all year.
Yep.
Now he's on the Titans. Huge loss.
But it's a significant loss because he's a great player. And I want to say, listen, LeJarius Sneed was a mid-round pick, played 4 years with Kansas City, dealt with personal tragedy throughout that time, and before he got to the league, won back-to-back Super Bowls. And on this last Super Bowl run, I think made the single biggest play of any player in any playoff game, the one we just showed.
Mm-hmm.
I think as far as, like, win expectancy, swing the whole tournament,
yeah,
that punch out on Zay Flowers was the biggest play anyone made the entire postseason. So shout out to him. I'm also glad Kansas City didn't give him the deal Tennessee gave him. I'm glad he got it. It's weird because of how old he was when he was drafted.
He was old.
Chris Jones is 29. Sneed's 27. But Jones is considered like an old player, and Sneed's considered a young player. A 27-year-old with a questionable knee at a position the Chiefs have. The Chiefs let Kendall Fuller walk. He went to go make a Pro Bowl. Right. It played well. Chevarius Ward, let him walk. Mm-hmm. The Niners gave him a bunch of money. Honey Badger, let him walk. The Chiefs clearly believe They can draft and develop this position, and Snead's an example of it.
Yep.
He wasn't McDuffie, a first-round pick. And so going into this offseason, I never thought it was realistic they extend Chris and Legarius. I thought maybe they'd let Legarius play on the tag. That ended up not happening. So I'm not going to act like this is a net positive for Kansas City for this season, but I think it was the prudent move and the move a lot of teams have trouble making. A lot of teams forget having, if they had just won the Super Bowl, if they just had any success, they're like, we don't want to lose any of our contributing guys. Mm-hmm. This contract was, for me, a little too rich for my blood when I think McDuffie's about to get a massive deal at the same spot. And I'm happy for Legarius. So it's a loss, but it's a position they can deal with it at.
Yeah, look, nobody's going to sit here and say, oh, they can't win the Super Bowl now after what we just saw with that receiving core. Maybe in September, but not now. Yeah. I don't think they got enough for him. I mean, a third round pick. Yep. You got the pick swap. Couldn't they have let him play out this year? And then they would have got a compensatory pick if he had walked.
Well, a third round compensatory pick. Maybe, but the compensatory thing then that would have to mean they don't sign free agents themselves because it's a formula. So it's not as cut and dry as if you lose a big free agent, you get a compensatory pick. It's if you lose a big free agent and don't sign one of your own, then you can get a compensatory pick. But theoretically, but what they wouldn't have brew if they did that. This opens up $20 million in cap space right now
they need to sign their own guys or extend guys or whatever it is.
Yes.
Yeah. So, look, again, he's a very good player. They got McDuffie. I think they have, as you said, had a history of replacing defensive backs. And so they'll be fine. Tennessee is, man, they're stacking up.
They believe in Lutz.
They do. They're putting everything around him to make him successful, so we'll see.
And I think, just real quick, I think one of the reasons that he only went, pardon me, for a third-round pick was because of the contract.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, like, so if Snead were, you know, available still on his rookie deal, mm-hmm. I think it would have been realistic that the Lions might have given up the 29th pick of the draft. Certainly a team would have given up a second rounder. But because it was trade for him and then immediately give him almost $20 million a year, that obviously hurt what the trade return was going to be.
Okay. Where's the line between riding for your guys and going totally overboard? Well, that's a good question. Current Chargers coach and former Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh thinks J.J. McCarthy is the best quarterback in the draft and had the best pro day he's ever seen. Take a listen.
I've said it before. I think it's well documented. I think he's the best quarterback in the draft. And that's just what I think, just my opinion. He's the one who plays quarterback, you know, of all the quarterbacks that are in the draft. There's great quarterbacks in the draft. I think he plays quarterback the best of any quarterback in the draft.
a little jumbled what he said.
Your reaction,
and
Brew.
Speaking of which, I just noticed the smiley faces, so I'm with you.
Oh, on his outfit?
Yeah, I just noticed that. Okay. I thought it was like a white sweatsuit until that. Look, you guys know my take on these quarterbacks. I'm not saying he's the best. That's clearly an overstatement. But there have been enough quarterbacks who were the fourth best quarterback in their draft, you know, according to draft position, who have emerged to be great.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to sit here and write him off. I do think he has tools. He's accurate. He's smart. He doesn't make many mistakes. He's got a little bit of athleticism, like a little sneaky athleticism, enough athleticism. And he's shown that he's a winner. The only real knock I see against him, and I'm not saying he's better than Caleb or Jaden or any of that, but the only real knock I think you can make against him is, why didn't you throw the ball more?
Yeah, of course.
And then he had games throwing it 30 times. I mean, he did have some.
Championship.
And the thing. Maybe that was just their strength. They knew they were a great running team. But, I mean, honestly, I think – that's really the only knock you can say. And it's fair. Why didn't you guys throw more?
Well, no, the other knock is, I think if people watched the games, there weren't a lot of people that watched it and said, that guy's a future top five pick. And while you're poo-pooing Jim Harbaugh, there's a probably a 1 in 3 chance that J.J. McCarthy is your next quarterback. The idea that J.J. McCarthy might end up going is...
I'll fall in line if that's the case.
Which is absolutely on the board. He could go 2 to Washington, unlikely but possible, 3 to New England. I don't even want to say unlikely,
who's
but
falling?
Wouldn't be my bet.
I don't. We're not taking the, J.J. over Jaden Daniels. No
okay,
possible
I guarantee you right now there are teams that have J.J. rated ahead of Jaden. I don't know if the Patriots are one of them, but just because of the frame of Jaden Daniels and the stylistic questions. But regardless, if he gets through the top three, then you are talking about the Giants, Denver or Minnesota trading up to 4 or 5 maybe with the Chargers, 4 with the Cardinals, 5 with the Chargers, to get him. He's going to go super high. Here's the problem. I don't get it. And we had Mark Sanchez on Friday. I asked him if he could explain what I'm missing. And Mark Sanchez, this is to me what I would call damning with faint praise when I was like, hey, what is it about J.J. McCarthy, the player, that I'm missing? And here's what he said.
You don't have to get all 32 teams to love you. You don't. You just need one. And you want one team that happens to be pretty good, hopefully, to move up and draft you. That's the best situation.
So what he said is you only got to trick one team.
He didn't say trick. He said more than one like him, though.
No, I get it.
And I'm with you. It's a little odd just because he didn't throw it a lot in college.
But is that why Harbaugh is really going to bat? It's like my game plan to get a national championship involved a lot of running the ball and not a lot of throwing the ball, airing it out.
I would have liked to have heard him say that, to be honest.
But they didn't win the national championship the year before. And you would have thought they could have done. They were a really good team, obviously. People say that, oh, Harbaugh had Andrew Luck and didn't throw it that. When Luck played under Harbaugh, he threw the ball 29 times a game. Then Harbaugh left, and the next year Luck threw the ball 31 times a game. So they were throwing it 29. J.J. was throwing the ball 21 times a game.
The one game he only threw it 8.
That right, but that was down, one of their biggest games of the year.
That wasn't Harbaugh.
No, really, I understand that was more. But that's almost more to my point. The guy who was filling in for Harbaugh is like, all right, I can't screw this up. Let me just run the football.
But it works.
The guy won, so.
I'm not going to kill him. I mean, because he intangibles, it looks like, you know, I'm a big intangibles guy. Looks like he has those.
I'm not a big fan of the pro day. Can we just, what are we doing here with these pro days?
Well, can I ask a question?
I just, what are we going to do? Look at this pass. So they all look
they're
the
so
same.
Deep.
No, I agree with that, but just give me 30 seconds.
Go.
What are we evaluating them on then?
I don't know.
That the team won the title?
Well, that helps.
You watch enough tape.
I mean, but I'm saying I watched the Michigan games. He was not eye-popping. You're now saying, understandably, forget the pro day. It's like, all right, he didn't throw very much in college. We shouldn't do the pro day. So this is based on what, his interviews? That he's good on the chalkboard? Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I know Harbaugh, who is sitting at 5 and desperately wants a team to trade up so he can rebuild that team, has been selling that J.J. McCarthy's a transcendent player for a long time.
Leave a receiver on the board.
And it would, right. It is in his interest for someone to want to trade up for quarterback.
I do like champions, though. I'm a fan of champions.
That didn't work out for you
last time, buddy.
Does he remind you of Mac Jones?
Oh, we should have maybe led with this story.
Russ.
Brew. I'm good with it.
Brew's got a classic 3.
Oh, I'm real good.
Fox Sports. Fox Sports. Yeah, on SiriusXM.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So, to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Tomlin has two new quarterbacks on his roster.
This didn't take
long. Is Russ the starter? Not exactly. Is there a QB competition? Maybe. Here's Mike Tomlin. Take a listen.
We're not resistant to competition, but as I've mentioned several times of late, I just think it's appropriate to establish positioning as we get into this thing. And the term that I've used is Russell has pole position.
Okay. It's a great video game, and Russ's status within the Pittsburgh organization.
It's also the way a race starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a competition.
That's with the video game.
Yeah.
Called pole position.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Brew, are you nervous Russ might not be the week one starter?
Nervous?
Okay, here we go.
In fact,
what does that mean?
What is that?
You remember.
You said there was no competition.
No, you remember.
This guy.
2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I said, I used the term number one on the depth chart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomlin used the term pole position. Yeah. Same thing. I said they should go in there. Russ should be number one on the depth chart.
Yeah.
And if it's close, even if Justin's a little better, if it's close or obviously Russ outplays him, Russ is the starter. And Russ would have to be horrible. Justin would have to be great. And then you start Justin. This is exactly what I said they should be doing.
Hold on,
Russ should be the starter right now, but it's somewhat of a competition.
But hold on. I'm confused because that might have been what you said 2 weeks ago. But 1 week ago,
yes,
you were adamant.
Whenever it was, you were adamant.
That he would be on the team. That Russ was the week one starter
no matter what. He is the depth. No, he's number one in the depth chart. And I think he will. I do think he'll beat out Justin Fields. But my point is this. Because we were talking about would he get cut if he's not, you know,
if
Fields starts.
If he's not the week one starter.
Even if Fields, which I sincerely think Russ will start and beat out Fields. But even if Fields were to get that job, Russ, it makes sense to me to keep him because what if Fields doesn't play well?
Sure.
What if Fields gets hurt? You know what I'm saying? But I think this is exactly Tomlin and I are like this.
All right. So let me ask you this, bro.
It's right.
I know you're not a gambler.
No.
But if I were to set the over/under on, and let's give him health, okay?
They're all healthy.
Yeah. Bets voided if there's an injury.
Right.
If I were to set the over/under on starts next season for Russell Wilson at 14.5.
Oh.
Would you take the over?
No way.
13.5.
Nope.
12.5.
Is he asking you?
I'm asking when there's a number you would feel comfortable with.
I think he's going to start 13.5. I'm over that.
Oh,
or 14.
Okay.
If he starts 13, he'll likely start 14.
Okay, so you
15.
Think he's – so here's what I think.
I think he can go there and play well. We disagree on the degree, but he wasn't quite as good as the numbers. But if Russell Wilson goes in there and plays slightly better, which I think he will, than last year, this team is good.
So I think he's more likely to start 0 than 15. I think he is more likely to get beat out in camp and to not be there.
That's going to be hard for him.
Not that Tomlin's now had the door open. And here's the other thing.
It should be open.
Here's the sneaky thing about last year's Russ's season. It's not just the 26-8 is wildly misleading. He had a great first month. First month of the year, 11 touchdowns, 2 picks, 106 rating. He's actually throwing for real yards. And in the last 10 games, everything plummets.
Didn't the yards become embarrassing?
Though? Yeah, that was the game the defense
winning.
Couldn't.
They were winning.
Bad defense and they were losing, but he was
playing well. He was throwing ball. And then the end, they got on a little winning streak and then he got benched. The only thing that's consistent is he's 3 sacks every single game. First 5 or last 10, 45 sacks and 15 starts, which is why he lost his job. Here's the other thing.
Well, he and Fields have that issue.
Correct. Yeah. If it's close, who do you think the locker room's going to like more? Because I got an idea. Justin Fields damn near is the mayor of Chicago in exile right now. What's the last locker room to love Russell Wilson? Somebody tell me. Who do you think is going to be more popular?
Or Wisconsin.
No, NC State.
Wisconsin.
He had to leave there,
Wisconsin.
Too, buddy. And so that's, so again,
no, I don't think that's fair.
Why?
Because there are people around the league that like Russ.
I understand.
And he has to have been humble.
Got it.
He shouldn't go in there thinking about my office. He shouldn't go in there making videos talking about let's ride and all that. Russ needs to be humble, bro.
I get all that. But the question I'm asking, why I don't know why, I'm surprised by your stance on this. What's better for the Steelers? If the Steelers
I'll agree that just if they find a gem in Justin Fields and he's their quarterback for the next 7 years, that's great for them. That's great
for
them. I think Russ, you know, can play well. He needs a bounce back year.
Can I ask you a question, bro? Why did Ryan Poles say, I think he said it again, that he did right by Justin Fields to trade him to sit on the bench behind Russell Wilson?
Honestly, I think he's being nice.
So you think it's just a lie that somebody offered a fifth-round pick for him?
Yeah, I don't think he was getting
You don't think offers. Philadelphia would rather Justin Fields than Kenny Pickett? Because I do.
I think Chicago wouldn't send him there. I don't think he was getting great offers.
No, but do you think do you think this was his only offer?
I think he's trying to the fifth-round pick. I mean, look, his future, Jalen is young. Mm-hmm. How old is Jalen?
What?
He's probably a decade younger than Russell Wilson.
I know.
So even if Russ starts
42.
This year. Yeah, but he's 35, I think.
Sure.
Even if he starts next year, the future could – you look at those two teams. Jalen Hurts is the future in Philadelphia. Russell Wilson may or may not be the future. And if he is the future, it's only for a few years in Pittsburgh.
Kirk Cousins is the future in Atlanta, and he's 36 and has one
Achilles. Kirk has played better than Russ the last couple years.
Russ should have chosen the Giants. I know we're about to get to them. He should have chosen the Giants.
He would have no chance to play well.
What he could beat out Daniel. He could have a better chance to be the starter.
He could start, but how good would they be?
Buddy, Pittsburgh any team with Russell Wilson chance. Is the starter is not going to be good.
Pittsburgh has a chance.
Okay.
All right?
I mean,
I don't want to run down the list of skill position players again, but they got some.
Giants seem to have kicked the tires on several quarterbacks, including Russ. There was a report that they had, quote, buyer's remorse after giving Daniel Jones a $160 million contract. Well, Greg Jennings isn't the only one who believes in Jones. Daboll does, via Tom Pelissero. We're excited to have Drew Locke, and he knows what his role is going to be. He's going to get a lot of reps this spring. He needs to learn our system. But again, excited to get Daniel back. When he gets back, he'll be the guy.
Okay.
That's right. Should Danny Dimes be the guy?
Well, listen, obviously not, but this is the world the Giants have built for themselves, and they deserve to live in it. What Brian Daboll and Joe Shane have done with the Giants last year and a half is really remarkable. Everyone knew that the 2022 season was make-believe. And it was that there was a lot of unsustainable factors in it. But they got high on their own supply that no, it was real because I'm a quarterback whisperer. So they tied themselves to this player.
Yeah, 15 touchdowns.
Right. So you're agreeing with me, right, Bro? Yeah. And then that player was healthy for four games, the last of which was sacked 10 times.
That's not his fault.
I know. This is actually a weird defense of Daniel Jones.
Okay, good.
And then he blew his knee out. And since then, they have leaked to everyone with a notepad for the Bergen Record or the New York Post. They hate the guy. And they can't wait to move on from him. And so you signed him. He has Deshaun, Dak, Kyler, Stafford. Only players with bigger cap hit than Daniel Jones this year, this coming season. Wow. You signed up for that. The guy got hurt on your watch.
Yeah.
You don't have a big enough sample post signing up for it to be like, the guy's terrible. And now you're telling me when the guy's terrible. You deserve this. You built this situation.
Well, look, he does deserve to be the guy going into camp. This is like the Pittsburgh situation, but he should get even more rope than Russell Wilson. Because you're paying him $40 million.
Yeah, Drew Locke is Drew Locke. Yeah, he's the backup.
Drew Locke doesn't have the promise that Justin Fields has. They can still draft the quarterback. But my point is, I would give Daniel Jones every opportunity to show me he can play. We did pay him $40 million. There's still two more years left. I know it's not guaranteed. But let him play. And if he goes out there and he's bad, then we just completely wash our hands of him. You got to let him play rather than benching him. And I mean, I guess you'd know then, too. But no, let him play.
I don't think this is so much about Drew Luck, Brew. I think it's about whether or not the Giants are going to draft a quarterback.
It would be how much they like. And that's a bad situation to bring a quarterback into. Because Daniel Jones still probably is the starter. And if he's not, you got a $40 million backup.
Yeah, no.
That people are going to be wondering.
Yeah.
If the rookie doesn't play well, no.
Yeah, but this is what they hired. This is what Brian Daboll's job is, guys. He ran Wink Martindale out of the building, right?
Yeah, great.
He signed off on giving Daniel Jones this money. And this is
such a horrible move.
At some point, you're accountable for these things.
Uh-oh, that's Belichick's music coming in.
I know. I'm just saying. Like
Warriors next.
I'm fine with blaming the quarterback until you pay the quarterback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warriors are a lot like me talking about the Patriots. I think the dynasty is still going, but everyone else knows it's over.
Really? You think it's still going?
No, he doesn't. Just let him have
for what?
Let him.
The Warriors or the Patriots?
Yeah, the Warriors.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't interrupt.
Golden State lost to the Wolves as Steve Kerr rested Steph for 11 minutes in the third and fourth. Here's Kerr postgame.
We can't expect to just ride Steph. Game after game after game. You know, these last few weeks have been really tough on him. We've put the burden of this franchise on his shoulders for 15 years. We can't expect him to play 35 minutes. We got 5 games in 7 days on this road trip. So if you want to say that him playing 30 minutes instead of 32 is the difference in the win and the loss, I totally disagree with that.
Gotta wear a suit.
It probably was.
Nick, what are these?
The standings.
The standings is correct.
The standings. Good job, Wild. Yeah.
Warriors, right there, just barely ahead of the Frisky Rockets, inspired by Shingun's absence. Brew, who's to blame if the Warriors miss the play-in?
The front office.
Oh.
What I was saying all last offseason, get some size.
You were saying that.
This is what they started yesterday. 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-3, 6-4.
That doesn't do it.
Their high school team's bigger than that. I mean, really. Like, that's ridiculous. This is the NBA, and
it's
I get it.
Small ball.
That's what they're playing. Small. Sarge doesn't play much anymore. You know, Looney's now coming off the bench. They should have gone out and gotten some size. And I know it wasn't great. Necessarily great size available, but you just need some heft, and they didn't go do it. So I'll say the front office first. Secondly, Nick, he was my guy, and I enjoyed many an opportunity to mock you on this guy's behalf.
Oh,
Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
All right, and he helped him get a ring, so he did his part.
So did Jordan Poole.
But he's really falling off. I mean,
you think?
He averaged 18 points over his first 4 years with the Warriors. This year he's down to 12. He's not shooting it nearly as well.
There.
So him, I mean, for them to have any chance to be a factor in the West, they needed him. He's only 29.
Yeah.
They needed him to be Andrew Wiggins. And he hasn't been, so he would be second on my list.
Okay, so I wasn't going to put either one of those, that group or Andrew Wiggins on the list. I'm also not going to put Steph on the list.
Okay. No, not.
Now, listen, Steph's last 15 games, he's struggled. He's shooting, you know, below 40%. We can show it to you, I think, around 34% from three. But this is where I remind everyone that he's 36.
Right.
Michael Jordan's last playoff victory, he was 35. Kobe Bryant's, he was 33. Like, we have, and Steph is closer in their size than he is to the other legends of the game, who a lot of them, by the way, Bird and Magic didn't age well either. Magic, obviously, it's a different scenario for him.
And
Bird was injury. So you're not supposed to be awesome in, you know, into your mid-30s. LeBron was. LeBron won a title at 35, and he's their rival, so we change what we expect of it. But Steph alone is no longer enough to just guarantee you a spot in the tournament, which is why the other healthy Hall of Famer, it would have been nice if a quarter of the season he wasn't suspended. Mm. And I understand that I am trying to have a better relationship with Draymond Green. However, fair is fair. New or old media, you have to call out what it is. If the Warriors miss the playoffs by a game, which right now they could.
Yeah.
Right.
How much is that different if Draymond Green could keep his hands, arms, elbows, legs, and feet to himself and isn't suspended or de facto suspended for 21 games this season?
You have the numbers?
They were 10 and 11 in those 21. And so in the games that he missed due to suspension. Go ahead, Bruce.
They're 11. This is to back up your point. Yeah. 11 and 14 without him this year. Yeah. 25 and 20 with him. So they'd be safely in the playoffs.
You would think. And again, would they be a championship contender? No. But this is, there is, to me, a level of, you know, when the Grizzlies' season went awry, before Ja got hurt, when they started out, what they started out, like 6 and 14 or whatever, it was like people were going to say fairly, well, Ja's foolishness cost them the whole year because it all happened at once. It was the beginning of the year. Is that not a similar, at least apples to, you know, a green apples example of if Draymond's suspension, they missed the play-in by a game?
There's no doubt they're in the playoffs with it.
Yeah.
No doubt. Playing.
Rockets 10-1 in their last 11.
Yeah,
watch
but that
out.
Goes against you.
I mean, Shingun's not playing.
They were 3-4 when Shingun got hurt.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Tomorrow it's the sunniest segment in all of sports, and I don't know why Joker looks like that. It's supposed to be a happy segment.
Everyone's
very
upset.
Yeah,
none of them really look happy.
Yeah. King of the Hill. We're going to change that.
Shout out to my surgeon that watches the segment.
Yeah, shout out to the surgeon. Robert Saleh speaking at the league meetings in Florida last year. Sean Payton accused accurately. The Jets trying to win the offseason. This year, Saleh's enjoying the air quotes quietness via Steve Wyche. I think general manager Joe Douglas has done a really nice job adding some really cool pieces to the football team. But yeah, it's quiet. Last year was a little loud, and welcome a little bit of quietness.
Cool.
Brew, who's under more pressure this year to make some noise? Saleh or Rodgers?
I mean, I'm shocked this is even a question.
Really?
I mean, I know we discussed it, but I'm still shocked that you got Saleh. He will likely get fired if they don't play well, and it will likely be his last head coaching job.
You think it'll be his last? I mean,
head coaching?
Yeah,
right? I think he'll go somewhere as a DC or a defensive coach somewhere.
And maybe in a decade get another shot, but probably not. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
Go ahead.
And Rodgers, I get all the – he's running his mouth. I've said it myself. They got a lot of nice players around him. It's on him if they can't make any noise. But if they don't make noise, if he's bad, guess what? He's 40. That's what it'll be. He's 40. Everybody's not Tom Brady.
Oh.
It's not going to damage his legacy.
I disagree with that.
I think what's damaged his legacy to some degree, I guess, is all the chatter that he does, you know, the theories and everything he throws out there. But his play, I don't think anybody's going to look at him as less of a quarterback if at 40 years old he doesn't play well with the Jets.
Well, he also didn't play well with the Packers.
Okay, for 1 year. He won the two MVPs three, four years ago.
So, as you know, I famously say Aaron Rodgers hasn't thrown for 300 yards in 23 games and that the Packers got right what the Patriots got wrong, where they saw a franchise quarterback and they saw that he was declining and they said, you know what, it's time to go to our other guy, Jordan Love, and they've proven to be correct. And people yelled at me on social media, even though I'm beloved on social media, say, Wilds, what proof do you have that he's fallen off? I said, okay, Josh, can we make a list of quarterbacks who have thrown for 300 yards since Aaron Rodgers did? And here's the list, and I'll pass the ball to you, Nick, because there's 50 guys.
Really?
Wow.
This is the list of guys who have thrown for 300.
Zach Wilson!
Yeah. But all right.
Wow. I know that was just alphabetical by first name, but that was a hell of a punctuation at the end.
So I think he needs to throw for 300 yards. I'm not sure he can.
Here's why I totally disagree with you, Brew. Who's under more pressure this season, Jason Tatum or Jordan Poole?
Tatum.
Of course, because there's expectations and he actually has a legacy. Robert Saleh ain't got no legacy. Robert Saleh is a long list of guys that was an excellent coordinator, that got a head coaching job, wasn't good at it, and go back to being a coordinator. Mm. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just what it is. And by the way, even if they win this year, do well this year, not win the Super Bowl, but have a good year, that's what's happening eventually. The Robert Saleh story is written. The question is when if the final chapter is occurring in January of 2025 or January of 2026. That's it. Aaron's in a different boat because it's not about this year. It will be, it's an odd last half decade.
Hold on. He won two MVPs in that half decade.
Exactly right.
Which is why he should have had more
success. So here's the thing, Brew.
He's
supposed to be a top five all-time guy. That's who he is. He's got four MVPs. He's supposed to be, won a Super Bowl. His third year as a full-time starter. Won the Super Bowl. And then he had some weird, it's weird. It's like you're 15-1, you lose. You get blown out in back-to-back conference title games. It's weird, whatever. But then you get rid of McCarthy, you get LaFleur, you win MVPs, and how'd it go? Tom Brady comes into your building and beats you in his first year in the NFC. The next year, Jimmy Garoppolo comes into your building you score one touchdown in that game, you lose 13-10. The next year, the Detroit Lions come into your building to finish your career as a Packer out of the playoffs. Then next year you tear your Achilles. And then if this year goes bad, it's not about his age 40 season. It's about the last half decade. Like, how did Aaron Rodgers win one playoff game and two MVPs in the final 5 years of his career?
You know I am the champion of the Rodgers hasn't played well in NFC titles.
Yes.
So I'm with you on everything you said up to this year. Mm-hmm. And if we want to go back to the last half of his year and you want to debate him and Manning and all that, so that's fine. But this season,
what I'm saying,
nobody's going to say he wasn't good at 40.
No,
but he wasn't as good as we thought
I'm
he was.
What I'm saying is the only way to redeem this last verse of his career is by doing something with the Jets.
He's got to win a playoff game.
Like
one playoff game.
What's that going to do? If he wins one playoff game, what's that going to do?
I'm going to tell you. Go back and look at Favre's end with the Packers. Not good. His year with the Jets, not good. But then he had that one year with Minnesota. Yeah. Well, he played two, but the one great year. Almost won MVP, won a playoff game, got to the conference championship game. We don't look at Favre's last era of his career as a sad one.
But it's just two seasons.
I think it's five.
That he would not have played well. He got two MVPs.
Yes.
Live from New York, it's the show that is debuting a brand new segment in approximately 2 minutes. It's the second hour, First Things First. It's brand new. We just put a new graphic on it. Today, Sean McDermott fires back at criticism of Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Meanwhile, are the Patriots and someone on this show ready to fall in love again? It's been some time, but I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready. Maybe it's
back
not me,
in
though.
Love again.
But right now it's time for a brand new segment inspired by Jerry Jones, who over the weekend said that there are, quote, a handful of quarterbacks who haven't won a Super Bowl that will win a Super Bowl. We often call that the confetti test. Now, here's how it works, obviously. If you close your eyes and can picture a quarterback at the Super Bowl drenched in confetti, he passes the confetti test. If you can't, well, bad news. Your favorite team might need another quarterback. So who passes the five-year confetti test? According to Brew, we're about to find out. First up, Dak Prescott. Maybe he gets an extension that makes him the highest paid quarterback in football. Maybe Dallas lets the contract play out. Brew, Jerry is a solid yes here, but can you see Dak passing the confetti test and winning a Super Bowl within the next 5 years?
I know people think with the F grades and the tomato cans that I don't like Dak and the Cowboys and all that.
Really?
I like Dak a lot.
Oh.
And I wish I could give a different answer.
Okay.
But no.
No. It's a no.
Not in front. No. I don't see it.
So I agree with you. I think that their best chance was each of the last 2 years. I think it's going to be hard for them to be better positioned with Micah on the rookie scale, with CeeDee on the rookie scale, before Tyron left, right. You know what I mean? And all of that, and with the regular season records they had. So I agree with you that I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl.
Then isn't it time to move on? I know Jerry thinks that Dak is an obvious yes, but if you guys are both saying no, if you were in charge of the Cowboys, like, you know what? Doesn't pass the competitive test. We need to move on.
They're an S-Bob team. We've all agreed on. You guys have come around.
We don't agree on that.
But they're completely S-Bob. But anyway, there's still something to be said about being really good and in the conversation every year. There is.
Okay, so Brew just.
There is.
Barf. But just really good?
In the conversation?
There's. Oh,
in the editor of People magazine?
Did the Knicks win? Now, let's go to Utah.
Okay.
Would they die to go back to the Stockton Malone era right now?
That's a decent take.
They were in the hunt.
You saved that.
Now they're just an afterthought.
But to your point, that's why Wilds, an hour ago when we started the show, I think Brew and I were both, maybe to different degrees, but okay with the idea of the Cowboys potentially losing Dak Prescott in a year, rather than a guy that neither one of us can close our eyes and say he's winning a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. Signing him up to be the highest paid quarterback in the league seems super scary.
Doesn't pass the competitive test. Head to Baltimore. Lamar, youngest player to ever win two MVPs, has now added Derrick Henry to his offensive arsenal. Brew, you rode for Baltimore last year. You wore your purple Jordan 3s. Can you see Lamar winning a Super Bowl in the next 5 years? Does he pass the confetti test?
They let a brother down. But that said, let's see this graphic. It's hard for me to look at this graphic because somebody's missing who used to be on it all the time. He's a quarterback. Jimmy G, where art thou? But anyway, Lamar, you see he's third all time. Since the merger, of course, of quarterbacks winning percentage. What do all those guys outside Lamar have in common?
They're better than him.
Okay, but what do they all have in common? Super Bowls.
Plural.
That's the thing. They've won Super Bowls. All of them won at least two. Yeah. He's going to get one. Now, I know, look, next 5 years, Mahomes is getting at least two.
Well, that's the problem.
Maybe three. So there's only a couple left. But I think Lamar's going to get one.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
I think Lamar's going to get one.
Down.
My answer is no. Oh. I don't think they're going to be in a better position they were this year. And this year, they weren't good enough. And while we can make, even if you say Lamar's play this year is going to be his new standard, not winning MVP every year, but that's going to be what we get from him, you're not going to get the number one defense in football every year. You're just flatly
not.
You
might get a top five. You know that. That's what they do.
Of course, but I'm saying it's hard to imagine them having a better defense than they did this past year.
Yeah.
That's at least statistically speaking. And they couldn't get over the hump. And they were, to me, wildly unimpressive in the game against Kansas City.
No, they just need to get
past. They just lost their minds. They forgot who they were.
It's crazy. They acted like they had the MVP at quarterback.
Doesn't make that play, they win that game, and then they beat the
49ers. Wait.
Moving on.
They win the game.
They went a long way in beating.
You said it was the game-changing play.
I said it was the most important play.
So if it doesn't happen, what happens?
I don't know.
What makes it important?
Here's the thing. They will run the ball better this year with Derrick Henry, and they will be more mature. Should they get that deep in the playoffs again, they will not kill themselves with all those unsportsmanlike penalties. And Zay Flowers has learned his lesson.
Was even if he didn't make that play, if he had scored there, the Chiefs sold the lead.
Yeah, 17. It would have been 17-14.
Yeah, but then Lamar would have had momentum.
Okay.
Head to Buffalo. Sean McDermott will tell you that the Bills' seasons haven't been failures. Have they failed to advance past the AFC Championship? Yeah, but that's different. Brew, do you see Josh Allen winning a Super Bowl in the next 5 years?
I think, and maybe I'm just saying this because I see some stylistic similarities, size and all that. I feel like he'll be like Elway and maybe win a Super Bowl later in his career.
Wow.
But within the next five, it pains me to say this because y'all know I like Josh. Within the next 5 years,
wow.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say no with the next correct. Five.
Wow.
I'm 3 for 3 on no's. Okay. I agree with Drew.
You got to go say you think Mahomes winning the next five.
Well, I guess we'll wait and see. But the Bills just keep getting worse. And the team is now getting worse.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of us think they have the right coach. And I know that, you know, the coach, and we'll talk about it, thinks that's that this level of expectation is a criticism. It's actually a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that right now there are at least two teams in their own conference that are better than them consistently in Cincinnati and Kansas City, at least in the biggest spots. And then there's Baltimore, right. You know what I mean? That's just to get to the Super Bowl. That's going to be the other hard thing for any of these AFC teams, is getting, if you beat Mahomes in the Arrowhead Invitational, even if it's held in your building, are you going to feel like that was the Super Bowl?
Oh.
Are you then going to have a level of, like, yeah. I don't want to say letdown, but you understand what I mean? But something with that for the next week. Go ahead.
Head to Jacksonville, where former high school standout and number one pick Trevor Lawrence is entering year four. Last year, 21 touchdowns, 14 picks, but sputtered down the stretch and took a 98% chance of making the playoffs.
He got hurt.
98%.
Did he play?
Not all the games.
It's football.
He got hurt.
You get dinged.
Brew, can you see the Prince winning a Super Bowl in the next 5 years?
This is an odd one, because as much as I think the pomp and circumstance on this show surrounding the Prince is way overdone,
yeah.
He doesn't really deserve trumpeters, okay? There's a little part of me that's wondering. I'm going with a no.
Okay, another no.
But it wouldn't, like, knock my socks off just for some reason, but I'm saying no.
Okay.
So I'm gonna,
a lot of no's for this. I would have called it something else.
I'm going to surprise you guys here. I'm also going to say no.
Wow.
Oh!
Because I don't trust the infrastructure in Jacksonville. I don't think Trent Baalke's done a good job. I don't like the moves they've made this offseason. They clearly thought they were going to be able to keep Ridley, and then they didn't. So they spent the money elsewhere, and to me, it wasn't great money that was spent. And listen, I know that when Tua loses in the playoffs to the Chiefs, Wilds' take is, what do you want from him? It's the Chiefs.
Well, Trevor, I don't know. He led the league in passing.
But when Trevor loses in the playoffs around late, to the Chiefs, Wilds, you know, it wants him to be in a quarterback competition with Mac Jones. So I get we have double standards on this show, but I will take Wilds' mantle as the mayor of Fair and be honest here. I don't think the Jags are winning a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. No. Do we got one more?
We got one more.
Oh, yeah. Finally, San Francisco. Speaking of leading the league in passing, Brock Purdy has gone to the NFC Championship.
We're really going to have four no's.
And the Super Bowl overtime. Patrick Mahomes. Brew, do you see Purdy winning a Super Bowl in the next 5 years?
What am I big on with quarterbacks, Wild?
Intangibles. He loves
intangibles. And Brock Purdy is overflowing with intangibles. He's smart. They like him in the locker room. He works hard. He's high character. He just galvanizes guys.
Uh-huh. But what about all the real?
And he's played well. He was fourth in MVP voting, if I remember correctly.
Number one pass?
Yes.
Wow.
And a lot of it is his teammates, because he's got great teammates. But yes, and I'm not saying it's going to be this year, but I think Brock Purdy will get one within the next couple years.
So I think that we'll look back on last year as the best year of his career in every way. The furthest he ever got in the playoffs, his best statistical season, all of the above.
It's overtime of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
To go further.
How you can go further? If Brew's right, you big doofus. The question is, win the Super Bowl.
He's saying yes.
I'm saying no.
Mahomes couldn't beat him in regulation of the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's a great take.
Pretty good.
So I know I gave five no's, but that doesn't mean that I think no one's going to win one. So can I?
Yeah, let's see.
I can just lay out for you the next five years.
Yeah,
no, let's see the next 5 years.
It's not. Show it. Mahomes, then CJ, who's now my guy because Brew didn't even consider him. Then Mahomes again. Then Caleb in his rookie deal. And then Mahomes again. Guys, when quarterbacks are awesome, they get there on their rookie deal.
Okay, you just said Trevor Lawrence. Trevor's been let down
by his franchise. But so I think CJ and Caleb can get there in the next 5 years. I think Mahomes wins three in a row, like meaning this year. Mahomes wins three of the next 5.
Next year is Stroud.
And then Stroud and Caleb. Like this idea.
Stroud is – I didn't have him on the list.
You picked the list. He's still my guy.
He's
no, you picked the list.
He's still your guy.
You still told me, I didn't pick the list.
Why didn't you do the confession test? Gave me the list. Why didn't you do it?
Because Hubs didn't put him on the list.
That's Stroud.
That's on the Hubs. No, not me.
This is Stroud's confetti test. I don't know if we're ever going to do that segment again. Just a little something we tried. Bills coach Sean McDermott has watched Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White, Mitch Morse, Gabe Davis leave the team, but he's still optimistic and batted down any criticism. The last few years have been a failure. To say we haven't had success or Josh hasn't had success, I think that would be kind of narrow-minded. It's hard to win in the NFL, so you kind of regroup every year and you take it one game at a time. But we're all looking for Josh to really be the face of the franchise. I liked this, Nick. Did you?
Well, no. I mean, it's just, it's either disingenuous or it's just naturally lowering expectations. Like, obviously, there are 25 at least teams that would trade their last 5 years for the Bills' last 5 years.
Yeah.
So that is, by that definition, successful. The problem is the Bills have operated as if they live in the neighborhood with the other half dozen teams, all of which have been more successful than them. All of which. And so, and the other problem for Buffalo is, and I made this point last year, and now I'm going to make it again this year because now we have another year where it's true, they keep getting further away. Mm. 2020. AFC title game appearance.
Yeah.
2021, divisional round, epic 13-second game on the road. 2022, blown out at home in round two. 2023, had to go on a 5-game winning streak just to sneak into the playoffs to then lose at home in round two again. So each year, they have gotten further away from where they were in 2020, which is the closest they have been. Which the closest they have been was getting blown out in the game before the game you're trying to get to.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. Like, that's not unfair. And the reason we, Brew, have these expectations is because Josh is considered what he's considered. But there's a weird math on it where it's like, if you don't think Josh Allen's a top three quarterback, you're a hater. If you judge our team like we have a top three quarterback, you're being unfair.
Yeah.
Pick a lane.
Yeah.
I would say I agree with a lot of what you said, although I would say this year, this past year, was better than a year ago, 2 years ago. I mean, they looked bad in the playoffs 2 years
ago. Yes, but that
– even when they beat Miami and then the next game –
but they looked great throughout that regular season. They won 12, 13 games. They were never at risk of missing the playoffs.
You finished this year strong. You played Kansas City tough. You know, you lost in the fourth quarter. I mean – I thought this year. I mean, it's a minor difference, but anyway, look, he's right though. You're right. Obviously, the goal is to win a Super Bowl, and they put the big Lombardi Trophy in there or the poster in their practice facility. But they have been successful, and so is Josh Allen. Look, Dan Fouts, Warren Moon, Phillip Rivers never even got to a Super Bowl. So, and I think Josh. Hopefully he will, but I'm just saying, just because you don't win it or get there doesn't mean you're not successful. And look at this is more Josh Allen than the Bills. This is since 2019. He's second to Mahomes in passing touchdowns. He's first for quarterback in rushing touchdowns and third for any position. Obviously, running backs would be there. And then total touchdowns, he even has more than Mahomes since 2019. You know, so he and the Bills have been successful.
But that's, you know what that reminds me of? The Sixers and Embiid.
But I mean,
You know what I mean?
They
show me Embiid's stats and his MVP and points per game and all of it. But then show me how his contemporaries have all been further in the postseason than he has. Like, that's the problem.
He's been to the conference championship game.
Like, I understand that Embiid hasn't, but the point is Lamar.
Lamar's
been as far. Burrow's been further. Mahomes has been further. You guys think Purdy is one of his contemporaries. He's been further, you know what I mean, last year and just as far the year before. Or I guess both years Purdy's been around. He's been further just that year. Like, I don't know, like, How nice of a car you have is judged based on kind of how nice of a car your neighbors have. Like, you could have a car that you think's awesome, and if people drive Bruce Maserati and whatever fancy car Wilds has next to it, it's like, my car doesn't look so great. Josh Allen wants to live in the neighborhood of Rolls Royces and Porsches and all of it, and then be like, hey, this is a gorgeous Acura. Like,
but
it
there's
is,
really only but one guy in that neighborhood who's shining. All the rest of them to
have
different
been further
degrees.
Than him.
Okay, but that, Burrow, I mean, okay, Burrow got to the Super Bowl and lost.
Yes.
All right, so he really hasn't won.
No, but
you know, I know he's won a conference
Burrow
championship.
Burrow has played Josh in the playoffs.
But Burrow's also injury prone. And Josh individually has played really well. Like, Mahomes is the one guy that is like, he's making it tough on everybody.
No one thinks this. You actually kind of sound like a fan of Josh Allen. I know Buffalo does not particularly love you, but the expectations that you have for Josh Allen show a certain level of respect for him. Is that the wrong
No, it's just, I think that there is, I think you're mostly correct, which is, if you are considered a perennial MVP candidate, if you are so wildly talented that when your team is 8-6, there are smart people going on television saying, that guy's the MVP of the league, then they expect one of these years for you to win one of these games.
Yeah.
And for it to be four straight years, Mahomes and Burrow have ended your season, two in a row in your building, that is underachieving. You were favored. You have lost back-to-back home playoff games when you're favored.
And I have bad news for you. AFC East just got reloaded. Dynasty.
If you missed the show, check out the podcast. Also, our YouTube channel has been pretty good. We're also now in stereo.
I got caught watching our YouTube channel at the car wash this weekend.
Really?
I was watching myself on the YouTube, well, us. And someone looked over. Yeah, it's a little embarrassing.
That's
yeah.
Really embarrassing.
Did they call
you
out?
I was trying to critique some of your takes, Wild, so I've been trying to help you out, but they didn't know that.
Harden puts Maxie in a headlock. You're not allowed to do that. It's not going to earn you a win or a place on the medal stand.
Bruce guy, though. That's why he's got him going to the conference finals, led by James Harden's leadership. Bronze medal, Giannis, my guy, my pick for NBA champion, my pick for, I don't know if he's league MVP right now, but it's quite close, and certainly my pick for best player in the Eastern Conference. He had 30-19-4, a nice win over the Thunder Sunday. Mm-hmm. Brew wants them to get some size. That's understandable. Silver medal, Anthony Davis. Defense optional last night at the Crypt, 36-16. Lakers were up 9 with like 4 minutes left, and all of a sudden they're up 3. It got closer than it should have been, but the Lakers were able to close it out. And then a goal, Jalen Green. You know,
hot.
You know, I used to work in Houston, and folks
hot.
Down there, they're, you know, just asking the questions, was Şengün holding us back? It's just the question people
no
are asking.
No
that heliocentric basketball,
really?
Wilds, all of a sudden Jalen Green can reach his full potential.
He's playing great.
41 points in a win over the Jazz on Saturday for the surging Şengün-less Rockets. There's the podium from this weekend in the association.
Check in on the team of the century, the New England Patriots, drafting at number 3. Here's new coach Gerard Mayo on taking or possibly taking the third quarterback off the board.
Crazy thing, look, we are open. We're open to, you know, trading the pick. We're open to taking a guy there. If we take a quarterback at 3, that means we are convicted that this player is really the future of this organization.
Thank you. I'm ready to fall in love again.
With who?
Jaden Daniels.
So that's your guy.
I can't go the whole way, unfortunately, because if we end up drafting Drake May, the next day I'll be like, I love Drake May. I have to fall in line. But here's the number one thing I like. We tried the whole, like, hey, let's try for a non-mobile quarterback. It worked for most of the century. Turns out, Mac Jones, not as good as Tom Brady. I'm willing to put it in pen at this point.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, career rushing yards for the Patriots, 1,037. Jaden Daniels last year, 1,134. So there have been times watching the Patriots where I'm like, you know what? The offensive line would benefit from a break that maybe you could scramble for 2 or 3 yards, and our current quarterbacks haven't
so
been able
Jaden's
to do it.
So Jaden's your guy. Jaden's your guy. It doesn't mean you have to hate if they draft someone
hate
else.
Anybody.
But
yes,
Jaden's your guy.
I would like us to draft Jaden, I would like to start ordering Jaden Daniels jerseys. I don't want to trade down. I don't want
okay.
All right, Jaden guy.
All right.
You with me? Or you want me to take a
I
Michigan
like
guy? Okay.
Well, if they draft J.J. McCarthy, you going to be all right?